There are many secret space programs. You know, some are constructive, some are not very good, depends. But some of the space programs have been working with the Orion Group to copy these ships, you know. The Orion Group, that's the famous technology exchange, that was signed with the MJ-12 and the MIC, which is now the military-industrial extraterrestrial complex. What they signed with them is to give them technology in exchange of abduction. Do you remember this thing? That Eisenhower wasn't okay with that. Remember that, 1954. Thing. That technology promised in fact was very deceptive, because they gave the technology to only build the body of the ships, but they didn't give the warp drive, the power drive with the vril dot, they didn't give that, that was the good stuff. They didn't give it. But still, Earth militaries and engineers have been able to retro-engineer a spaceship and build copies of them. That's the one we see. I'm gonna show you in the little display in a minute. So I'm going to show now ships from different malevolent alliances and at the end the ships of the Federation, to make the difference. The Federation will never, would never interfere, would never interfere, not now, they would never show their ship openly, they would never do a display, a show. The only one to do that would be the ones, who break the law of non-intervention, because they are not part of the Federation. This one is a reptilian ship. A reptilian Shaka ship, a scout ship. That's a photo. That's a reptilian Shaka mothership, square rectangular rectangular. 166, this is Matra, the tall greys from Andromeda. They are very, very nasty, not good. Matra again, tall grey Orion group, real group, very aggressive people. We know, how to copy them. 167, Dries, it's the Phoenix Light ship. We know how to copy them as well. All of these I'm showing to, we know how to copy them. That's Orion Group. But this one has been copied, is as well part of the Dark Fleet, something I'm going to talk at the end. 168, Orion Group, Kilitokert, tall white, Orion Group. You may see a lot of holographic display as well, light show. Kilitokert, very, very negative. We know how to copy this one. 169, that's still Kilitokert, not good. Anything triangular, it's no good. That's the US Navy one, copied from the Kilitokert. So these ones are grey metallic, clearer. It's made. This is a photo of one. They're not especially malevolent, it's just US Navy, it is good organization. But I mean, these ones can be used. 170, photo, George Adamski, that's the Dark Fleet, German Dark Fleet allied with the Orion Group. So not good at all. If you see this with the three balls, that's a Dark Fleet as well, not good at all. 171, this is Zeta Reticuli, that's the Greys from Zeta Reticuli. Not good at all. That's the ship who met MJ-12 in 1954. That's the cargo ship of the Galactic Federation. You will never see that. That's a photo with Thesk ships around it. 172, scout ship from the Galactic Federation. That's a photo, a real one on the Pleiadian, Ahil pattern. That's a CGI of a Federation scout ship, Pleiadian model. So now you know, how to recognize the ships. If by any tricks the Dark Alliance would manage to do this performance to scare people, don't believe it. Please talk about it. Do not fear. It's all staged, and they're not going to shoot at people because the purpose of this is just to scare, that the people just listen to the Savior, and agree for a dictatorial totalitarian state. They cannot impose. You remember the law of free will, you remember this? That's how everybody goes by. You need to get the victim to agree to be abused, because if you attack directly, you have a response, and that's not what they want. They don't want the response from us. They want us to just agree, oh yes, please, oh please, do this. Please, oh yes, you and to be slave. That's what they want. No, I do not consent. Fear is not part of my world. And we rise our vibration, we wait for this to pass, then we say no, I don't believe you. This is not real. So you're going to see either copies of these alien ships, made on Earth, either real alien ships that air part of the show, and coupled with that holograms, broadcasted from either space orbit or either from Earth. So if that happens, just enjoy the show. That's gonna be amazing. Gee, we're gonna see what ship they've been making. What is this retro engineering programs? Don't be scared and just look at Thezo. Wow, yay, thank you for the disclosure. I'm gonna end this here and so there's no invasion. The invaders are already here since the 1940s and the Galactic Federation is taking care of everything. Don't worry. This may not happen, they won't let it happen. But now it's a war. It's a war, so you know in the war there's always a fluctuant thing. If it would happen, so don't be scared. Do not consent to anything. Just grab the popcorn and enjoy the show. That's gonna be amazing. No fear, because fear is that what they want. So if that happens, grab the popcorn. That's gonna be some disclosure. So Thorhan and myself are wishing you a good evening or a good day and we keep on fighting. 173, the 13th of April 2021, the Galactic Federation of Worlds is here to help humanity of Earth. The 13th of April 2021, the Galactic Federation of Worlds is here to help humanity of Earth. https://www.youtube.com/watch. V=mod6b3dqq, hey beloved souls, beloved fellows warriors in the light. Because of truth. It is just a quick message, to warn you that more and more propaganda against the Galactic Federation is going to come out. The enemy is very manipulative and using mediatic people to their aims. As I always say, do not shoot the messenger, but look who's behind the lines. I need to do this video to be true to you. I have kept this on my heart for a long time. Now it is time I speak on behalf of Thorhan, the man who saved my life. This man who is part of this wonderful structure, the Galactic Federation of Worlds, working together with the Andromedan Council. They have been helping you, holding us in their hands to help us evolve. They've been the brothers, the family behind each of our baby steps. They've been avoiding us to blow ourselves up many times, deactivating nuclear devices, power plants. Everything they've been helping humanity and working so hard and many of them, beautiful souls, are dying for us, sacrificing their life. They are dying in the underground, working with the army. They are dying in space in combat for us. You haven't seen what I've seen with my own eyes. People dying, beautiful people, for us. My emotion is real and I acknowledge my emotions. This is true, raw, not prepared, just message in passing now. Please do not believe anything that says that the Galactic Federation works with dark forces or the cabal. This is propaganda exclamation mark. Now there are Pleiadians from the star system Alshin, these are working with the cabal and dark forces. These are renegade Dal, who hate the Ahil. They hate them and they would do anything to discredit their work. The Ahil are the main workers in the Galactic Federation. They would do anything to make the people believe that the Ahil are not allies to humanity. They hate them. They've allied with the Reptilian Collective from Orion, they have welcomed reptilian outposts and colonies in the Alcyone system. These are manipulative. And they use mediatic person throughout a social media platform, called Discord. Already the name you don't like. If I don't like Discord, it's a very bad low frequency name, sending a message. These people don't know. They have no clue who's behind the screen, writing. It is somebody on Earth behind another computer, who's just playing with them and spreading disinformation against the only people, who can help us. Stop believing this bullshit. Every manipulation and propaganda uses always, in average 20% of truth, to bind people and hook them. This 20% truth that everyone can verify, will get people to believe them, and then slowly they drop, preconditioning, lies, propaganda to turn your mind. I am a real contacting experiencer. I have had and still have physical contacts with relic extraterrestrials, going sometimes on a ship physically leaving this planet, talking with them, getting direct information. I am not the only one. There are many other people who are getting telepathic contacts or direct contacts from the Galactic Federation. People with great names and whose seriousness is not to be questioned anymore. But these people manipulated by the Pleiadians from Alcyone and the Reptilian Collective should stop spreading lies, because you're not doing good to humanity. You should wake up and realize that, 174, you are being fooled. I have been feeling for you all this time, but now you need to stop. I have stopped being sorry for you people, who are spreading these lies. With all my heart I beg you, wake up, you are being manipulated, you are being fooled. They are using you. I know you're watching this, I know you re beautiful heart, you woman who are listening to me. You are, your heart is pure, you love humanity, you want to save humanity. This is not the best way, this way, this lies you are passing on a deserving humanity. The Galactic Federation is not our superheroes. They are not here to save us. But they are here to help us saving ourselves, helping us raising our vibration. They love us so much. They have been the ones who warned Eisenhower in 1954 not to sign with the Greys, which he didn't, the MJ-12 did. I am asking all those who know, like me, who are in contact as I am, to let the truth be known about the Galactic Federation of World, that these lies and this manipulation stops. I love doing very funny videos, because humor is a superpower and lift vibrations. But this one is very serious. So do what you want to do with this. Follow your heart. A lot of confusion is going to come and it has started. Don't be fooled. Request assistance as an equal to the Galactic Federation of Worlds. This simple act will liberate you from the matrix and the mind control. You do not consent anymore to the ancient agreements with Greys and the Reptilians, who are not friends of humanity. The Greys from the Orion group are not friends from humanity, and neither the Reptilians actually present on this planet. Asking assistance to the Galactic Federation of Worlds liberates you from the state of a slave, because they are assisting us since a very long time. This is not the point. The point is the inside inner processed hat is liberating you, because suddenly you rise as an equal and you do not consent to be a slave anymore. And you rise as a galactic being, part of the Galactic Federation and the galactic community. That is the only way forward. And our enemies know this, since more and more people are aware that we can request assistance to our allies, and that the simple process of asking assistance on your feet, not on your knees anymore, is the liberating process. The activating processed hat pulls us out of the matrix by ourselves. Because the Galactic Federation did just want us to do the work by ourselves because they love us. They could have blown up this planet since the start to get rid of the Reptilians and the Greys. They didn't do it, because they love us, they want to give us a chance. And the future is bright because they have been helping us all this time. And now that we're approaching the final combat, our enemies are trying to discredit them, that we don't request assistance and that we consent to be fooled and slaves. Now it all lies in your heart. Your heart knows what do you want, confusion or liberation. The Galactic Federation of World, the Andromedan Council and the Council of Five are here to help humanity to ascend, and reach its next step in its evolution. They are getting rid of thousands of years of a reptilian occupation and of decades of Grey Orion group occupation. They are evolved beings with a glowing heart, filled with love. In every war the first step of the enemy is to discourage your troops, saying they are all alone and they have no allies. Stop believing all of this. Follow your heart. 175, the 20th of April 2021, Hope. Message from Thorhan, welcome to my beautiful place in Ireland. This morning I have hope more than ever. Thorhan connected with me. His heart, because his heart was filled with confidence and joy, and thoughts for victory. So I wanted to share with you this amazing feeling. Our both hearts are connected and I feel what he goes through, I feel what he lives through. And this morning the wastest wave of hope. So I asked him, what's up, what are you holding, what are you up to? And he said, just good news, just hope that today something has been liberated. A place has been saved and rescued and an operation has been achieved, accomplished successfully. He didn't tell me what it is, but somewhere on earth you maybe hear it in the news today or tomorrow. The Alliance has liberated another place. Something happened, and so he was very confident and he said to me, there's something else also. He said, I want you to really know, that whatever people can tell against the Galactic Federation of Worlds, it doesn't matter. It doesn't influence the actions of the Galactic Federation. It doesn't influence them at all. They do their job, they just don't care about what we're thinking, because they're acting at saving us, not really being the savior like Superman. We are our own saviors. They are letting us do the job ourselves. But they are just facilitating our awakening. They are just helping us getting rid of these Orion assholes and stuff. So he said, you know, whatever people badmouth the Federation, it doesn't matter, because this is at a human level. At the global greater level, the Federation doesn't care about what people think of them, they do their job. They're here for us. They're here to save us, they're here to help us helping ourselves. Because you are the ones to do the job. But they are here, they are doing their job. These relieve the big weight of my shoulders, because me too, I don't care, I just do my job. My job is to guide you through this awakening, my job is to pass you on the messages of the Galactic Federation and update you on the victory. So this is what it is about today, hope and confidence. That what you are doing is the right thing for the light, for humanity, for this planet. I don't care anymore if people are manipulated, people spread lies. It's up to every one of you individually to just have common sense. We are saving this world, even if bad alliances are trying to blur your mind. Thorhan warned me there's gonna be more and more confusion coming. It is already, and when people badmouth the Federation saying you shouldn't, they are evil yowzled and to request assistance, the Galactic Federation is not affected by that, they do their job, but oh is affected, it's the people, because assist requesting assistance to the Galactic Federation with the sisters already since so many times so long ago requesting assistance to them, it is for yourselves. It is an inner process for liberation. When you request assistance there's an equal to the Galactic Federation, or the Andromeda Council, or the Council of Five, because they're not the only one to protect us. You willingly liberate yourself from slavery, mind control and manipulation, and you rescind the agreements that have been made on your behalf in 1954. It is for you to liberate you. So of course the Dark has plans to convince people not to do that. Stand on your feet, for yourselves as sovereign human beings, as equal to the galactic community, and listen to your heart. Your heart knows. 176, the 21st of April 2021, Q&A Live, Frill Universal Energy, April 20th 2021, 11 p.m. GMT Coron, 9D Pleiadian from the Korat, terraformed planet of Ashara system. Elena, we are going to have a little contact with a friend of mine, whose name is Coron. He's from the Pleiades. He is very high density. He's in the ninth density, he's a friend of Thorhan. Every time he appears to me in this density, he appears in the shape of a lozenge crystal, like two pyramids. But when I get to modify myself until the ninth density or visit him at his level, I see him as a human being, and that's that what he looks like on the thumbnail of this video. And when he comes down at my level, he doesn't look like a human. He looks like this glowing crystal. So it's that's quite interesting. Question, hello Elena, can you please share and remind everyone how we can accelerate our highest probable timeline? Elena, you know the timelines, they can take a good direction, a subtle stable direction. Thorhan said to me that it is the settled direction, it is safe now, this timeline is really stabilizing the good. I have been shown of this timeline of our future is a world federated in peace. All the countries, all countries keep their individuality and their cultures, which is very important. Sovereignty at individual level and at global level. You must keep what your individuality and what makes Yao special. It's the same for the countries and the cultures, so all keep their culture and individuality and all federate globally in peace. There is not only one in power, it's a council, it's a federation and everything is shared, all the knowledge, technology. Also the currency becomes of what I have been told more relying on metal and abstract concept. Free energy. The century that has been stolen from us, we have it back, because those who hold away from us this technology, they are gone. So it is given back to us. I mean Tesla-type technology, free energy, quantum technology which is real I made available and many other things, holographic technology for the greater good, because at the moment holographic technology is not used for the greater good of humanity. We make a big jump technologically. And our Goodelius, the Galactic Federation, the Andromeda Council, the Council of Five, they show their pretty faces, they finally make official contact and share with us and slowly, slowly see to make us ready to join the Galactic Federation. What has told me Thorhan is that regarding to how things are now this may happen in a century, oh no. Right, but there's a way to speed it up. It says as things are now because it is in the present that we are making the future of course. So if we make a little extra effort in the present, the future will come sooner. So it is up to us to accelerate, because just sit on and in front of the TV and just watch Disney, Netflix and stuff like that, and just wait that someone can come and save us, that's not gonna happen. First thing is to raise our frequency. And first thing to raise our frequency is to cut out anything that is of a lower frequency, interference. There's a lot of that in mainstream medias, but there's a lot of broadcasted low frequency on the measurement of fear, anxiety, laziness, brain fog, everything. That is artificial and broadcast, this is a matrix that is broadcasted. If we just stop for a moment, breathe and make silence within ourselves. Reconnect with who we are, you can start to identify what comes from the outside and is not generated by our reasoning wisdom. All this fear and anxiety stuff. Calm down, everything is gonna be alright, everything is going to be alright. Because you are in control. You make this reality. We are all co-creators. What manifests is what is going to happen. We are the own weavers of our reality. If you stop. 177, consenting to be manipulated by fear, you raise your frequency by raising your frequency and accessing your true being. Who you truly are, you access the cosmos, the universal knowledge and you know and you start to know what's going to happen and you spread this knowledge. When the bad ones cannot control you anymore, you accelerate the future. You accelerate what is to come. Stand for yourself sovereign, stand on your feet, and as I always say, request assistance to our benevolent allies, the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the Council of Five, Andromedan Council. Yamchus doesn't matter, because what matters is that you make this request as equal. But because by doing so you won't change anything on the events. These people they know what they have to do. They do their job that you request them to come or to go away. They don't care, they do their job. But what it does, it unlocks something new because suddenly you stand as equal with these beings, and you stand in your own power, in your right place in this universe. We are extremely powerful. We are very powerful. You recognize it, you stand as equal. Do not kneel on your knees anymore, but stand on your feet. I mean and that rescind any agreements that they've been made on your behalf. So do this and it will accelerate what all the good that is to come. So that's how I would reply answer to this question. Question, what can they say about 3 days of darkness? Elena, there isn't going to be 3 days of darkness. This is something to scare the population as well. This is the perfect example of a manipulation to bind you by fear, because while you are you waiting for these and wandering for these days of darkness, you just like this, you know, and you lower your frequency and you are controllable. They bind you by fear, because I don't know who told you that or where you read that. But these people who came up with this 3 days of darkness, that's something like that's metaphorical, it's in every books and religion, it's a metaphor for the dark night of the soul for the transformation. So these people are using these metaphors to make you addicted to their mouth, through their words, and then you are enslaved to their predictions, because you've been scared once first. We are now growing up, we are now awakening, and it is time now that we take all the ancient predictions, premonitions, all the ancient oracles for what they really are, messages from higher consciousness. And you need to see the metaphors behind them. Someone was asking me today about the event. When will the event occur? Because people say it will be that date and then it doesn't happen and then somebody says something else. That's horizontal thinking, monkey mind thinking. You are more than this. Think with your higher self. What is the event? The event is the great awakening of these species, the awakening in consciousness, waking from a long lethargy, from long sleep and seeing beyond the veil of illusions, ascending in wisdom in frequency. This is the event. And this is not happening one day. This has started many years ago and is now in the process. We are in the middle of the event. And it will be over, completed in a few years' time. This is the event. We have been on Earth warned a few times by different races of extraterrestrials from the Federation and the Council of Five, that something would occur during a short window of time. Our dates were 2017, 2022, we are in the middle of it. Well, next to the achievement, the completion. That is the event, the Great Awakening. So that is occurring now. Question. Some persons claim they are in contact with ETs, naming themselves the Tegetines, and who are against the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Please help clarifying this. Elena, I can tell you that first, the name Tegetan, it's Earth invention of course. The ETs living in Pleiades don't call them with names from the Greek Earth mythology. That's one thing. So it makes sense that any people claiming the Galactic Federation of Worlds are working for the 178 accounts of the enemies of the Galactic Federation of Worlds, that makes sense. And these enemies are the Oananebu, it's the Grey Alliance of Orion, they are the Orion Collective. The Chukar Empire are a very aggressive reptilians from Alpha Draconis, the Orion Reptilian Collective working for the Talsia from Alcyone. We will say in Greek, because it's the name of the Greek muse. The Dark Fleet and the Cabal. So they pass themselves for benevolent beings from Ishara, the Star Call and Earth Taigata. But in truth, all the population from Taigatu are part of the Galactic Federation. Well, there are four races in the Ishara system. So they're not what they claim. They are the Talshara, the one from Alcyone are, the Ral name of this star is Jaya, beautiful star. A blue star, surrounded by a haze, a halo of particles. The Pleiades cluster, they are very young cluster of stars, it's a nest of stars. And they are surrounded by clouds and nebulas of blue gases. It's absolutely magnificent. When you can see photos of the Pleiades on internet, it's absolutely magnificent. But when you remember, we were there. Imagine your sun was in a cluster, a young cluster, and it would be surrounded by stellar clouds of gases, and this night sky would be amazing. That's how the night skies are in the Pleiades. It is quite beautiful. So Alcyone is a very beautiful star system, but it is populated by a group of Tal. The Tal look like us, Caucasian, white skin, brown or black hair. So they left the Taigatu Ishara system a long time ago when they were in fact terraforming the stars there in Ishara, because they had an argument with the Ahil, the tall blonde ones, because the Ahil got the best planet. And the Talthi are very proud race, they are very proud, they have still a system of royalty, and so they left and they terraformed their own planetary system in Anjahura, the Alcyone system. They hate the Ahil from the Taigatu system. Then they would do anything to discredit them and the Federation, because the Federation kicked them out a long time ago. Why? Because they are allied with the Reptilian Collective from Orion. They welcomed a race of lizards from Orion in the Alcyone system, and that is why they have been kicked out of the Galactic Federation. They are quite very manipulative and deceptive people. Question, are there Syrian people that are hermaphrodites? Elena, the Syrian system is three-star system. It's teeming with life. The diversity is very renowned in Thashkiran system, and especially Sirius B, which is named Tul.